Oracle of Luna is a podcast with me, Bridget Ingalls, as your host. Here we have conversations with real live, present day goddesses who are actively and courageously doing their magical work in the world. Each episode is a bewitching journey with relevant discussions on topics such as Wiccan pagan spirituality, writing, culture, magical practices, art, ritual, and the craft in its many forms. Merry meet. Welcome to the Oracle of Luna podcast. I'm Bridget Ingalls, your host, and I invite you to take a guided meditation journey with the goddess Persephone. This guided meditation and several others are available in my books, The Oracle of Luna, Meditations with the Moon Goddess, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. They are also available in audiobooks. So now let's relax, get comfortable, and go within as we connect with Persephone, the queen of the underworld and goddess of spring. Sit or lay down in a quiet space. You may light a candle or some incense. Take a few deep breaths in and out. Ground and center. Release all your cares and concerns of the day. And gently go within. Palms facing upwards and feet on the ground, or if you would like to lay down, go ahead. Get comfortable. Close your eyes. We are going on a journey into the underworld with Persephone. It is a warm spring evening, and dusk is settling in. The days are getting longer as the wheel of the year turns towards Beltane. Visualize yourself walking through a lush and fragrant garden. The scent of narcissus and blossoming flowers rises up from the lush, fertile green earth. A gentle warm breeze moves through the branches of cypress and olive trees and rustles your hair. You calmly continue walking, immersing yourself in this lovely garden. All is quieting down. You look up and see the full moon rising in the evening sky above the trees, and the moon glow lights your way. Tonight is the full moon lunar eclipse, which stirs a feeling of anticipation in your heart. A flash of green light up ahead in the distance catches your eye. As you walk towards the shimmering green light, you see a large, ancient pomegranate tree. Its sturdy branches are full of ripe ruby-red pomegranates. You pick a big pomegranate from the tree and press the fruit to eat a few of the juicy red seeds. While you are savoring the taste of the pomegranate seeds, you notice that a doorway now appears in the trunk of the tree. You drop the pomegranate on the ground and walk towards the doorway. You step through the door to the other side. It is dark on the other side, and your path is lit by several torches on the cavern walls, lighting your path forward. You step tentatively towards the darked cavern, and eventually it opens up to a high, shadowy canopy of twisted dead trees and sheer black cliffs. The air feels dense and close. As you walk, you hear a river. There is a bridge crossing over the River of Souls, and as you cross it, you look down and notice phantom-like faces glowing in the river water. A few bats fly above your head, their wings flapping furiously. You shudder as you pull your shawl closer over your shoulders and peer forward into the dark shadows. The air becomes closer. There's a feeling of dread in the back of your mind, but you keep walking as if pulled forward by an unknown energy. You now see a massive temple arise out of the shadows ahead. There is a red doorway with golden light shining behind it from within. Reaching this doorway, you pull the large, ornate golden handle and the heavy door swings open. Once inside, you step into a lavish, majestic hall. There are scented candles, stunning flowers, and luscious fruits in golden bowls placed on elaborate tables and shelves. It smells of honey and narcissus. You are in awe at the splendor of this dazzling royal space. You feel someone's gaze on you, and you turn to look. In front of you, seated on a huge, jewel-encrusted throne, is a beautiful pale-skinned lady looking straight at you. You tentatively approach the lady with lowered eyes. Tall candelabras light the golden steps leading to the platform where she is seated on her throne. She has flowing dark hair and is wearing a rich crimson and gold velvet long gown that sweeps the floor beneath her. Her gold crown is encrusted with shining rubies. Her skin is a white pearling radiance. "Welcome, dear one, to my realm. I am Persephone, queen of the underworld. You have journeyed far. Tell me, what brings you to my realm here in the underworld? Come forth and speak." You offer your story of how you have experienced the death of a loved one recently. The grief of the old lingers around you like a bad song in your head. You would like to transform your grief into a new energy. You walked through the doorway in the pomegranate tree to the underworld to visit her for this reason. Persephone nods her head, and she speaks to you. "Ah, yes, I too have experienced great loss and suffering in my own life, and I know the power of transformation and renewal well. I'm very pleased that you have sought my assistance tonight. Dry your tears, for I will teach and guide you with a few lessons that I have learned to be my own queen and be sovereign. Sit here beneath me on the steps, and I will tell you my stories." Seated just beneath Persephone's throne, you look up at her and smile and quietly listen to her as she tells her story of how she was a maiden who was abducted in the garden and taken into the underworld by Hades. Persephone endured a long, dark, and horrible journey, which she was able to later transform into her greatest strength. Her mother, Demeter, calls to her, and Persephone meets her every spring in the world above. You are startled as Persephone now waves her hand rapidly, and two priestesses walk into the room with a golden pomegranate on a tray. One of the priestesses places it in your upright palms. You bow your head in thanks. "I know your profound suffering. I now charge you with my blessings to leave what was and to cross the bridge to what can be. As one door closes, another opens. So mote it be." You feel a whirling energy on your crown of your head that moves quickly down your spine, sending tingling sensations all through your blood and skin. Take a few minutes here and absorb Persephone's energetic transmission and healing through your body, mind, and spirit. Pause here for a few minutes and be receptive to any messages you feel coming through. After a while, you gently open your eyes and notice that Persephone is gone from the throne. But you feel so powerfully charged and healed on many levels. The gift of Persephone's golden pomegranate moves around in your lap. You pick up the golden pomegranate and walk out of Persephone's hall towards the golden temple door. The massive door opens. And you walk forward into the unknown, having undergone a deep transformation here in Persephone's underworld realm. The golden pomegranate shines a light onto the dim pathway ahead as you approach the River of Souls and cross over the bridge once again in the dark underworld. You hold your head high, feeling queenly, sovereign, empowered, and transformed. You have been blessed with deep transformation from the burdens of your old experience into a new future. You are determined and more confident than ever before. Eventually, you're back in the corridor with the torches lit on either side. The air feels fresher in your lungs. You see the doorway in the pomegranate tree trunk where you began your journey. You open the door and step through to the other side. Dawn is just breaking to a fresh morning in the verdant garden on the other side of the doorway. Birds are beginning their chirping, and animals and insects scurry around beginning their new day. The green blades of grass shine with dew. A light breeze swirls the leaves of the cypress and olive trees. Yellow monarch butterflies flutter overhead, signifying transformation and renewal. Your rebirth has arrived. You have harvested your grief, sadness, and your darkest times, and propelled yourself into a new future. You smile, carrying Persephone's golden pomegranate and her precious gifts of soul evolution, healing, and deep magic in the underworld during the night of the April full moon lunar eclipse. Now, take a few deep breaths in and out. Wiggle your fingers and toes, and then on the count of three, 1, 2, 3. Slowly come back to present time and place and open your eyes. as it dissipates, you see the path in front of you as it leads to your home, where you sit or laying at the moment. Slowly, when you're ready, take a few deep breaths in and out. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And on the count of three, 1, 2, 3. Return to present time and place and gently open your eyes. Hail Kuan Yin and blessed be.